Welcome to Feeling My Flow, a podcast where we see menstruation as an event that happens to all types of bodies. I'm Camila Kashani. My pronouns are she and her. You've probably heard of the Kids' Choice Awards and the MTV Movie Awards. Today, you'll be among the first people to hear about the Feeling My Flow Awards, the Flowies. The Flowies recognize all types of media, like TV shows, movies, songs, cartoons, even commercials, that did a really good job in showing a positive image of periods. We think they deserve a little extra love for taking on a topic that's sometimes very hard to talk about. To help me present the Flowies, executive producer Mia Warren is in the studio with me. Mia's pronouns are she and her. Hi, Mia.
Hey, Camila.
Very excited about our first ever Flowies.
So excited.
Okay, let's get started. What pop culture moment is up first?
Okay, so since you and I are both movie nuts, the first category is obviously best movie or documentary about periods.
Very fitting.
And the winner is...
Period, end of sentence.
The story follows menstruators in India who are learning how to use a machine that makes affordable, biodegradable pads.
So what's your favorite part of the documentary?
There's so many interesting parts, like Pad Man. He's the cisgender man who invented the machine that makes pads. And throughout the movie, you actually see him training people on how to use it.
I watched Period, End of Sentence with my parents when it came out on Netflix. My dad was really interested in the whole process of making pads.
Yeah, the pad-making machine is really cool to watch. So first the machine shreds up fluffy cotton-like material, and then it flattens that fluffy part to go inside the pad. And it's really inspiring to see menstruators making pads and selling them to fellow menstruators. It's a way to make a wider range of products more available in some areas where menstruators mostly use washable cloths.
Having something that's disposable is really such a game changer.
Yeah, plus one of my favorite pop culture moments was in 2019.
When the documentary won an Oscar for Best Documentary Short Subject. Yes, that was so amazing. I remember texting you about how hyped I was when they won. And I love the acceptance speech from director Ray Kaz at Top Chi.
And the Oscar goes to, period, end of sentence.
This is the first Oscar nomination for Rika Zatopchi and Marissa Burton.
I'm not crying because I'm on my period or anything.
An iconic period moment. Okay, what's the next Flowy?
The next category is one of my favorites, Best Period Music Video.
And the winner is...
Pink by Janelle Monáe.
Yeah, this video is amazing.
So the song isn't actually about periods, but it is a celebration of the vagina for sure. It's this amazing song about all the reasons the vagina is pretty dope.
Yep.
Pink is this incredible girl power anthem, just like a lot of the stuff Janelle Monáe does. My favorite part is that the music video has dancers of all shapes and shades of melanin wearing vagina-shaped pants.
Why is Janelle Monáe the best?
I know, right?
Next up, the Flowy for best depiction of a period in a comic or graphic novel.
You take this one, Mia. You're a total comics buff.
And the winner is...
Paper Girls.
It's a comic written by a cis dude, Brian K. Vaughan, and it's illustrated by two cis dudes, Cliff Chang and Matt Wilson.
Not what I'd expect, but very cool.
The story follows four 12-year-old girls growing up in the 1980s. They all deliver newspapers in their neighborhood. And in volume 6 of the series, one of them, KJ, gets her first period.
So what's her first period like?
One of the cool things about this story is that it involves time travel. Two of the characters, KJ and Mackenzie, get transported back to prehistoric times, and that's when Mackenzie notices that KJ's bleeding.
She gets her period while she's time traveling?
Yes, and I really like the way that scene was written. It's very relatable if you're a menstruator. It's like you can even travel through time on your period, and you'll just figure out how to handle it no matter where or when you are.
That's deep. Okay, so this next Flowy category is best period commercial.
Ah, yep. There have been so many period commercials, mostly commercials for period products.
There have been, but this one is especially cool. It starts out with a young menstruator sitting in front of her colorful bunk bed.
Hey, blood sisters. This is Lillian Dyer. Last month was my first month, and it was vagical. but not everyone's so lucky. And that's why we girls need a Shiro, the period fairy.
She introduces us to the period fairy, a mythical creature who's in league with the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus.
Already into it.
But the Period Fairy hasn't been seen in years.
She sold an app for a cool billion and retired.
And the young menstruator realizes something important.
Sometimes, instead of looking for a Shiro, you just have to be one yourself.
I just love the message of self-empowerment.
You can be your own Shiro. Okay, what's next?
We had to talk about this next category of the Flowies, best period fashion. I'm really excited about this one because it involved one of my favorite shows of all time, RuPaul's Drag Race, where drag queens compete for a title.
Drum roll, please.
And the winner for best period fashion is Manila Luzon. She wore a red gown with a white pad over the front of it. The pad covers her from chest to knees, and there's a giant drop of red right in the middle of the pad.
Very chic.
It really is. She looks amazing. But unfortunately, Manila wasn't allowed to wear this gown on Drag Race.
Why not?
Well, according to Manila, RuPaul told her the look was in, quote, bad taste.
It sounds very creatively stifling.
Yeah, but Manila posted a photo of herself on Instagram, and in the post she said, quote, I was really looking forward to wearing this gown that I think celebrates a perfectly normal human experience. It's empowering to teach young women about their bodies, encourage them to celebrate them, and to question people who tell them not to.
Wow, she's amazing.
I love her.
And if you haven't seen her period gown, head over to feelingmyflow.com, where we've posted it with this episode. This last Flowy is for best reported video about periods.
And the Flowy goes to
Bustle, or How Do Homeless Women Cope With Their Periods? In the video, several menstruators experiencing homelessness in New York City show us how they manage their bleeding by being very creative with very little, even using parts of a pad to make a tampon.
If you're a woman, you like your face clean. You know, you like feeling good, smelling good.
Yeah, period times are not good times for us.
Hi, how are you?
It is very difficult to have your period and very uncomfortable.
The video does a good job of showing how sometimes people who are homeless have to choose between their next meal or a box of tampons, because menstrual products are so expensive.
Right, and a lot of homeless menstruators deal with this all the time.
Exactly.
Well, that concludes this year's Flowies. Thanks so much for having me, Camila.
Thanks for being here, Mia. I'm excited to do this again next year, when we'll have even more menstruator-related content to award Flowies to.
Woo-woo!
Feeling My Flow wants to help you start important conversations at critical moments, like when you're looking for new period pop culture recommendations. Feeling My Flow is a production of Lantigua Williams & Co., where it's to inform, entertain, and empower. Do you know other movies and TV shows that talk about periods in a positive way? Tell us about them. Ask your parents or an adult if you can visit us at feelingmyflow, that's FLO.com, or connect with us on social media at FlowPod, that's FLO_POD, on Twitter and Instagram. This episode was produced by Mia Warren. She's our executive producer. Mixing was done by Kojin Tashiro. Our lead producer is Cedric Wilson. I'm Camila Kashani.